You're listening to a Davenport After Dark podcast. Tune in every Thursday night at 10 o'clock on News Talk 106 to 108. We're joined on the line by Adele Stan, who's the Washington correspondent for US syndication service Alternet.org, because she's reported that in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook shootings, two things have become very apparent. One, everyone is shocked and horrified by it, but America is divided as how to stop something like this happening again. And it seems that in seven states, and not just seven states, but seven states have reported, including Connecticut, where the massacre happened, gun sales have gone up since last Saturday. Adele, I suppose, like, there are a bunch of reasons why this would happen, but I suppose to us Europeans, we're surprised, if not a little bit shocked, that people have been rushing to pick up more weapons.
Yeah, it is quite astonishing, isn't it? Even to some of us here in the States who are, you know, quite used to the gun culture that exists here, Theon. But, you know, it has to do with, well, we have this many divides in the United States, and we have, you know, a number of cultures, but there's also sort of a divide between a very paranoid vision of America and a more multicultural vision of America. And in that more paranoid vision, there's been an interpretation among those folks of what it means to be American, means to be well-armed.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of this stems from the language in our Constitution. That you'll hear a lot of talk about something called the Second Amendment.
And the right to bear arms.
Right. But, you know, it's been misinterpreted and sold, you know, sold back to people as this notion that it was intended by the founders of this nation that every American should have a high-powered rifle. And that is not what was intended. It was to keep the nation armed as when you didn't have a standing army, right? It was for militia.
But Adele, I mean, yeah. and as I said, I think most of us here in Europe, certainly in Ireland, we would find it, the vagaries of gun ownership would be alien to us, to say the least. But, and while it's easy to dismiss gun lobby enthusiasts as kind of fringe elements or slightly out of touch with rational thought, but gun ownership is very much embedded in American culture, and that both parties, both Democrats and Republicans, have strong tranches of support for the NRA.
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. The National Rifle Association is, it cannot be underestimated, the power that they have over politicians by the dispersal of dollars collected from their membership to politicians and holding their feet to the fire. And what the NRA has done quite brilliantly, and I don't mean that in a positive light, but as we've seen in American politics, I'm sure that your listeners are aware of our Tea Party movement.
Yep.
in the States and all of that. You know, they have wed these notions of Americanism that involves, you know, the gun culture to this neo-libertarian anti-regulatory notion that you can't regulate anything, right? And put those two things together. And you're right, they have enormous power over politicians in both parties. And you have, you know, Democratic politicians whom we would call center left, right? They're not, say, as liberal as someone who is a senator or congressman from New York, right?
Yeah.
When you've got a Democrat in West Virginia, he's certainly more conservative, or in,
sure,
Virginia. And you have some of those guys kind of sheepishly, like Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, saying, well, maybe it's time for us to look at, you know, maybe banning some of these
an assault rifle ban
weapons.
Or something.
And he's sort of shuffling and then saying he's very proud of the NRA because they apparently finally, after many days of silence, have agreed to have a press conference tomorrow.
One of the things I noticed was that sales of this Bushmaster AR-15, this assault rifle that was used by the killer, that sales of that particular gun have gone up so much in the last 5 or 6 days that gun stores are struggling to keep them in stock. Now, I'm wondering, is this a gruesome reflection of the weapon's efficacy, or a sense that come January, if President Obama is to be believed, that it's going to be really hard to buy them, so better stock up on one now?
Well, you know, it's hard to say, isn't it? I mean, anybody you talk to who will speak to you on the record will tell you that it's because they're afraid it's going to disappear.
Yeah.
And some people will tell you, well, this is exactly the kind of weapon you need to stop a bear if,
yeah.
if you hunt a bear. However, you know,
if you're going to shoot 100 bullets into a bear.
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, because the other thing that they're running out of are these high-capacity magazines.
Yeah.
And which, you know, and why? Because they expect them to be banned. And, you know, this happened even in Connecticut, not just the day after, but the day of this massacre. I mean, the day of, you know, there was this one gun store owner in Meriden, Connecticut, who was interviewed by the Hartford Courant, and he said, quote, as soon as the shooting happened on Friday, I almost sold out of everything.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's a lot of statistics around gun deaths in the United States that, again, kind of make the argument for the gun control lobby. And that is that the U.S. gun homicide rate is 20 times the combined rate of other Western nations.
Yeah.
But having said all that, and, you know, and I'd want to be careful because anybody who's going out to buy a Bushmaster or any kind of assault rifle, I can't imagine that any of these people are in any way are any less horrified by what happened to these poor kids in Connecticut than you and I would be. But at the same time, so what do you think it is? Like, I mean, surely it's not, is the right to own a gun, but that can't be mediated. Like, can they not, do they have to own every kind of gun? Or,
yeah,
do you know what I mean? It's like the sense of, I can totally understand how people would feel, you know what, I want to have a hunting rifle or a pistol, or even I want to carry a concealed weapon in some states, and that's whatever, that's up to me. But the idea of having these magazines, you know, with 100 bullets in these, you know, assault rifles that, as you said, could take down a bear and are really
right.
not used for any other kind of thing. What do you think it is that makes people kind of go, insist on their right to own that kind of gun?
Well, I think that there has been an industry of building paranoia against whomever you
yeah.
perceive to be your political enemy, whomever you perceive to be, if you perceive your, you know, your place in society slipping while others are gaining, as
yeah.
you know, as women have secured their rights, as we've had desegregation, all of these kinds of things, and you've seen a stoking of this, a very deliberate stoking of this, ever since the election of Barack Obama. Now we've had this violence problem since before Barack Obama was elected, but let me tell you, it has been deliberately and cynically stoked to a fever pitch since the election of this president. Both elections, his first and the re-election, they were a run on these guns as well.
Yeah, I've noticed that the responses by public figures on both sides of the political divide have been interesting, you know, and generally on the liberal side, there'd be, you know, gun control, absolutely, and I think there's been a fairly kind of loud clamor for that. But then on the other side, you know, people arguing more guns, that this massacre happened because there weren't people who were armed in the school who could defend the children. There's people who are saying more concealed guns. I think Ann Coulter is
yeah.
arguing for more concealed guns. There's people saying that, well, there's kind of right-wing radio hosts saying is that it's because God has been thrown out of schools. That's why this kind of thing happens. And then interestingly enough, I think someone said that it was a crisis of the soul. And what's
right.
interesting is not one of them said that it was a lack of gun control.
Right. It wasn't that the guns had fallen into the wrong hands
yeah.
because we don't have them properly regulated. That is exactly right, because you see in almost all of those statements a sense of cultural identity, right? It's a particular type of Christianity that is not shared by all Americans. It's a particular notion of what it is to be an American, which is to be armed and ready to defend yourself, you know?
And again, it's you're defending yourself against whatever, enemies real but mostly imagined.
Mostly imagined. That is quite right. And it's a... you know, I wish I could explain my America to your listeners. You know, I wish I could, and I love my country dearly, and this is the reason I feel that as a progressive, you know, I have to raise the flag here and say, what's wrong with us?
Adele, President Obama came out and said he's promised that he's going to introduce or push for gun control legislation in January. He said absolutely nothing about gun control for the last 4 years.
That's right.
Do we take him at his word, or because of the particular nature of politics, the strength of the NRA, etc., that he's actually going to do something, or is he just going to let the thing slide?
No, I don't think he can afford to let it slide. I think because of what we see in terms of the public response, public opinion polls are showing very strong support for regulation of these weapons. Now, it gets complicated when you get into our Congress because of the money that the NRA has to throw at or against people, and the way that works with the Tea Party movement, where people are threatened all the time, these Congress people, with being challenged in a primary, you know, which is the runoff within a political party for who gets the nomination.
Basically,
to run against the
opponent. If you're not seen to be publicly supporting the NRA, the NRA will throw money at your opponent.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So that is the great fear. So that means, you know, in our House of Representatives, our lower chamber, where the Republicans predominate still, you know, whether or not gun control can get through the House of Representatives will be, you know, it'll be interesting to see.
All right. Adele Stan, Washington correspondent for Alternet.org. Thank you very much for talking to us this evening, and we'll be back right after this. That was a Davenport After Dark podcast, live every Thursday night at 10 p.m. on News Talk 106 to 108 FM.